Page 812 with your permission. This is the beginning of the construction of Beit HaMikdash. The next three chapters is the description of the building of Beit HaMikdash and the opening of Beit HaMikdash. With your permission, I would like this to conclude tonight the building, the construction of Beit HaMikdash, and just to skip certain sentences that really, I don't know what to say on them. I wouldn't say it's not important, I say I don't have what to say. We'll go a little bit through to see what is really the importance of that story of building Beit HaMikdash. This is chapter 6, sentence 1. Page 812, 480 years after we left Egypt, Hashana Raviit is the 40th year Shlomo HaMelech is the king. Bechodesh Ziv, this means Chodesh Iyar. Uah Chodesh Hashini, that's the second month that we count from Nisan, it's the second one. Limlot Shlomo Yisrael, even a Bible Hashem. So then Shlomo HaMelech is building Beit HaMikdash. And this is the description of the building. About 120 feet long. The trimok were about 40 feet wide, with about 60 feet height. Of course, sounds very, very small. It really doesn't make sense. The town of David HaMelech, already there were about 6 million Jews. He's talking about age 20 to 60. How many children and ladies is no information? So if you want to go and build a house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Beit HaMikdash, of course it's not enough. It's very, very small building. And especially when you have to go and be in Moadim or Shoshar Galim to sacrifice, this is a very small, tiny house.
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
Including when I sacrificed everything.
Everything. No. 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 Just the building. Not the yard. Just the building. But you have to understand that they have to enter the building. People coming inside the building. It's called the Azara.
The
Kadashim is part of it, yes, 20 by 20. You see, the whole building really was 40 amot by 20 amot, this is 80 by 40. That's the whole Beit HaMikdash. Kodesh HaKodashim, the holiest of the holiest, was 40 by 40.
How much is it? 40 feet.
This is Kodesh HaKodashim, this is where they have
half the space.
Oh, third, right? The whole Beit HaMikdash, the building itself, the length of the building, as it says over here, the building itself is about 120 feet long, the width is 40 feet, the height is 30 feet.
No?
The height is 60 feet. That's it.
And 20 by 40?
Yeah, 20 by 40. Now, a third of the building means 40 by 40 was occupied with called Kodesh HaKodeshim, the holiest of the holiest. The Kohen Gadol only entered once a year over there, Yom Kippur. It means really Beit HaMikdash.
No, 3,500 square feet net without that for the people.
For the people is 80 by 40, 3,200.
Okay.
I mean, for the people to walk inside, the Kohanim and Am Yisrael, 3,200 square feet.
The
building
is 120 by 40.
How many
people
are considering
to this?
What
men?
Sounds like a joke.
It's a small building.
Every house in Englewood is bigger than this. 3,200 square feet.
That's
my garage is bigger than
this. This is
it's a joke. I mean, that's a joke.
Small house.
Joke. It's a joke.
We're talking about
in a time when the Midrash was destroyed by Nebuzaradan. That Nebuzaradan already was too late, but Sancheriv, before Sancheriv took the 10 tribes and sent them behind Sambatyon, it means about over 100 years before destruction, they're talking about 200 million Jews in it. 200 million Jews, they're building this Betamigdash, make the whole thing Betamigdash, this. I mean, at least make like Madison Square Garden. I mean, something.
The dancing floor in a regular show, the good dancing floor is 2,000 square feet.
Yeah,
the dancing floor.
Yeah, you don't have to. I mean, it's nothing. I mean, every small house is bigger than this. It's amazing.
Why did I accommodate everybody on the service again? Yeah.
Even in a regular week, I don't think how people came in. How many people came in?
That's why they enlarge it at the end. That it's gorgeous. It is bigger.
It's a measure somewhere that no matter how many people came, there was always.
There was, that's right. Commissioning.
The terrible. And the bending, there was space between the
eyes. Not only this, for example, Korban Pesach.
Yeah.
Korban Pesach did halacha in the Rambam. Sounds like a Pesach came and you have your sheep or your goat and you come to the Midrash, you come in and you go to slaughter it. The halacha is not like this. The halacha is you have to go in groups. You can't just go as individual into the Midrash. It takes Pesach, yes. Your obligation to sacrifice, yes. But you can't be on your own. Must be a group. A group. How many groups? The halacha is, it says in the Gemara, the Mishnah, and the Rambam, three groups. It means you have to divide all the Midrash for three groups. And as a group, you have to be a part of a group, and then you may enter Beit Hamikdash to sacrifice Korban Pesach. Let's say all the groups finish, you come to Beit Hamikdash and say, excuse me, and says, like, finish. What's that? All the Kohanim are here. He says, you can. You have to come together with the group. Three groups. That's it. Can you imagine three groups? Can you imagine three groups have to sacrifice Korban Pesach to about millions of people? Millions. It's not only millions of adults, it's millions of children. Why? It's a small building, 120 feet by 40 feet. This is Beit HaMikdash. And the yard was not bigger than that. It was not much bigger.
Really?
The whole mountain, what we call Har HaBayit, what Beit HaMikdash is on, the whole mountain all together is Hamesh Motamah is 1,000 feet by 1,000 feet. That's it.
10,000
square feet. 10,000?
Still not
a million.
The whole mountain
is 1,000 million square feet. Are you talking about millions of people? Again, they say about 200 million people were alive in Israel before Sancheriv came and took 10 tribes.
We had so many Jews we had at that time.
You read the Gemara, how many people were killed in Betar? Enormous, of millions upon millions. The Gemara describes what happened with the blood. This is Betar, this is after the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash, not even the first one. The second Beit HaMikdash, only two tribes came back. Well, the secret behind it is the person used to have more than one wife, and usually the ladies used to give more than one baby. Not more than one, five sometimes, four, six.
Five
or six, huh? Five or six, 16 maybe. Yeah. Again, the Navi says, this is Shlomo HaMelech, this is page 812. This is Shlomo HaMelech, his building, he said, this is the size of the building.
25 acres, the whole mountain.
million square feet of 25 acres?
25 acres. It is. 40,000 square feet.
Right, in Acre, man. We have houses here for 25 acres.
Does the Gemara Ksachim say how many kidneys they
were? Right, where they counted, yeah. They hold you some of your past. So much millions of people, and it's not even a joke, it's embarrassing. I think it's embarrassing to build such a thing to a Jewish people. It's embarrassing. I mean, at least you make something nice, even if you think you can have miracles that everybody will fit in. But at least make something nice. Not make a 3,200 square feet building. Right, right, but again, you need logic for that. You need a little bit, you need a little bit to make sense.
The Havdil, if you look at Mecca, they show how many people coming over there.
Yeah.
The millions, the Arabs, in Mecca.
They accept the fact that a couple hundred people will die. To come to the point. If you skip to sentence 11, the same page, page 812, towards the end of the page, this is like a rock construction, a description. Hashem speaks to Shlomo and tells him the building that you're going to build, this is the beginning of the construction, middle of the construction, says if you keep the laws and you keep the mitzvot and everything is going to be okay, and says I'm going to fulfill what I promised to you, Father. I'm going to dwell among Israel, I'm not going to leave them. So page 812, it says he's going to finish the building. Again, description of the building, and if you skip to sentence 20, this is about 8 lines from the top. He's preparing the Kodesh HaKodeshim to put inside the Echal with the Luchot. This is what I told you before, 20 by 20, it means 40 by 40 feet. The same amount from Matur, the height is 20 amas or 40 feet. The people of Sagur, it's just covered with gold. The Tashlum is their Eretz, prepare the altar. The Tashlum is the light mitnima, the Zahav Sagur, it covers everything with gold. The whole house. Sentence 23, Vayaz, Vadir, Shni, Kugi, Matri, Shaman, decided to make like two angels. And he's going to put them inside. Don't find it in the Torah. In the Torah we find these Kovim, those angels, on top of the Echal, on top of the Aaron, on the Kaporet. He is making new things. He is making two big ones, two giants, like big penguins. Eser Amot Komato, 20 feet high. It's almost the height of the building. The Chamesh Amot, Knaf Akuba Echad, is making them wings. It says each wing is going to be 10 feet. Two of them, 20. If the whole width is 20, the length is 20, you're going to have them standing on the side, and you're going to have two wings. Two wings, 20 feet. It says, where is the body? You don't know where the body is. Just the wings are 20 feet. 40 feet. Two of them. One is 20 feet, one is 20 feet, they're sitting across from each other. He's making it on his own. It doesn't say this is a Torah to make. He decided he's going to make it, and he's going to put it in Kodesh HaKodeshim, not just outside or something, in the holiest of the holiest. When you walk inside now, you're going to have those two like angels that he's making them from wood, and they're standing over there with very big wings. So the height, the sentence 26, 27, Kumata Kuerat Eser Bahama, 20 feet high, also the size of the building. He brings them inside. This is the standing on the side, and each one is opening his wing, and the wing touches the side wall. Then he covers them with gold. It makes painting, all kinds of nice things, designs on the walls. The floor, sentence 30-31, Kaka Baiti Bazaar, the floor is also gold. And it does the doors. If you skip to page 816, is his palace. It's building inside his palace. But also I have to know what did it look like, the palace of Shlomo. Maybe it will be something that has to do with holiness, but Shlomo made himself a building. He built himself a palace. The Navi has to tell you that. It's Navi, it's a holy book. So chapter 7.
He made it after the temple, or he made it before the temple?
Already before the temple.
I don't know, it's Tanakh. This is the Bible. This is the holy book. Who cares what Shlomo did? So Beit HaMikdash took him 7 years to build. And then he's building his own house, his own palace. Took 13 years. Altogether 20. So this is chapter 7, with permission, page 816. This is the fourth line from the top. If it's over Nashville Moshe Rosh Hashanah, his own building, his own palace, he built 13 years. The Echad called the Tov, Baruch Hashem, he was able to finish it. Ve'evin el vet yar, v'not me'ama, o kov ha'amishim ma'ruch, bo shimam ha'komato. He's building now the description about his palace, how great it is. This is 200 feet by 100 feet by 60 feet high. Alabat Reha Modei Arazim, very nice pillars. And again, a description of his own palace. Yeah. He's having over the walls, the people will come visit him, people will come.
It's bigger than
If you skip to sentence 8, on the same page, 816, it says 8. It says it has like a little wing over there. And they had another yard over there. Besides, he made his, what we call his best wife, we may say, the daughter of Paro. He built her a special house. How he built it? He built כל אלה אבנים יקרות, מידת גביז, מגוערות במגירה, מבית ומחוץ, מצד הסמכות ומחוץ על החצר גדולה. Special bricks, no kind of expensive stones. ומיוסד אבנים יקרות, אבנים גדולות, the foundation, what they call in America, the footing. What's going on, how this building, how his palace is standing on, the very precious stones, not just regular cement footing. אבני עשר עמות ואבני שמונה עמות. Just the stones are 20 feet long stones. So with all the taxes that he took, that's what he used. On the top also stones, big stones, precious stones, expensive stones. He's building, he's going to connect it to the Tamigdash.
Is this considered his house or the king's house?
No, the king's house. The king's house, he's the house.
He's the king. And it's like the White House, like after he retires?
Usually the son inherits. The son usually inherits everything that the father has. I mean, he's dead. He can't do anything. I mean, if he asks me if he can sell it, yeah, he can sell it. Yeah, he owns everything. Shlomo owns everything. Shlomo is the sole owner, like a king, like in Russia. You have this...
The Tsar. Putin.
Like Stalin, yeah. Yeah. Like Stalin.
Yeah.
So here comes the description how he's going to build the whole thing. This is sentence 13. It sounds like Bezalel is hiring somebody very, very capable and smart to go and build the whole thing. He's going to make the whole thing. So he's making pillars from copper, 36 feet height of pillar, and is making all kind of engravings on the pillars. If you skip to page 818, the whole description, how beautiful it should be. Again, this really is irrelevant for us so much to know, because anyway we don't know how to make it anyway. It's not even a picture. Anyway, the Tanakh, whoever wrote the Tanakh, put the Tanakh together, she forgot, decided it's very important to have it in the Tanakh. So if you skip to sentence 21, it's about 7 lines from the top, page 818, Vayakem et ha'amudim la'olam ha'echal, they decided to those two big pillars that he's making, is going to make it special for the Beit HaMikdash. When the person comes in, he's going to see those two pillars. So he gives a name. It says the right pillar, his name is Yachin. The pillar on the left side is Boaz. Some Chachamim said that our known Boaz from Megillat Rut, he is named after this pillar. I mean, the pillar is named after him. I mean, he was before this moment. So it's called Yachin Boaz. It's two pillars. The Shlomo HaMelech made with his wisdom, and then he says, this and that, how they called it, it's a very too important. Why did he make four pillars? Decided to make two. And Rosh HaMadim Masih Shushan is making this a special design at the top of the pillars. Finally, Baruch Hashem, the pillars are ready. Vayaset Hayam Mutzak, he's making like a little ocean over there. Eser Ba'amah Mitzvato HaTzvato, this is a 20 feet, a goal, a round one. Hamesh Ba'amah Komato, the height is 10 feet. Tzak Kroshim Ba'amah Yasson Taviv, around it is a special line, 60 feet. It's called Yamshu Shlomo, making Yam. You can't go swimming, Albert, you can't go over there and sit over there.
The critic now of Shlomo, that's why the...
I don't know. No. The criticism will come soon. So far, it's clear on the MRI. Sentence 27, this is the middle of the page 18, by Yasseram Chonot. Sounds like motors, but not motors. It's like big stands. Stands with the water inside. the size it's like big barrels, 10 of them. Okay. Also, description of it is. It says has they have wheels. You can build it out, build it in. It says engravings of all kinds of animals around it. So there's a whole, this page is a description about those 10, we say, barrels, big barrels. Okay. 8:15 with your permission. Mm-hmm. 8:20, I'm sorry. 8:20 with your permission. Second line from the top. Again, that's in the Torah, it says to make one sink in Beit HaMikdash. He is making 10. And there's no room to put it. There's no room to put it. He's going to squeeze it. He doesn't say in the Torah to make 10. He is making 10. 10, says the Gemara, besides the one that Moshe Rabbeinu made. That's going to have 11. 11 sinks, but big sinks. Well, of course, it makes sense, and the Kohanim needs to wash the hands. We're talking about the Kohanim eventually. But again, to make in Beit HaMikdash, more dishes, more things, you need to have a special permission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this is not a big deal over here because this is outside, it's in the yard. Okay, he decided to make those certain things from Kapel, and be able to have a big amount of water for the Kohanim to wash the hands, and he's going to bring those big mecholot, those big barrels inside to bring them in. He should have enough water to supply to put to the thing, from the thing in. He's having like a little Mediterranean sea. He made it on it's called Yamshu Shlomo. That is the beach of Shlomo. So he's going to have over there water also, they're going to bring it also in and out. Sentence 40 with your permission is about 6 lines from the top. He's doing this day by Chirom, he's a Jew. He knows everything and he does everything. So if you skip to sentence 48, Yeah, Shlomo, Kol Akli, Masha Bet Hashem, is doing everything what Bet HaMikdash needs to be equipped with. Et Nizbeh HaChazav, Et Shulchan Hashem Al Panim, Et HaMenorot. All of a sudden he's making menorot. He has a menorah that Moshe made. He's making new ones. 10 of them. Says the Gemara, it's going to be 11 menorot. Machloket in the Gemara, what the Quranim is doing Bet HaMikdash. There's 11 menorot, says the Gemara. Where do you put it? He says all around, inside Bet HaMikdash. It's a small room, it's called Kodesh, a small room, and it says he cannot... Oh, I made a mistake before. So whatever I told you before, that 40 by 40 is Kodesh or Kodesh, it means now it's Kodesh.
Kodesh,
Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh, those three were in a place that was 40 by 40. So in that part, 40 by 40, he's going to put 11 menorot. One that Moshe made is making another 10. He's making another 10, like Marat Machloket. So which one the light? Is it the light of them? Is it the light of one of them? No. First the light is Moshe, maybe then the lead, the rest. They don't know, that's for sure. This is Machloket and the Gemara. Again, he's having now 11 menorot inside Beit HaMikdash. Not only that, the Gemara said he made as well 10 tables. Besides the original table that Moshe made, he brought it inside Beit HaMikdash, and around that table he made 10. Besides the one, again, as the Gemara knew, how many bread did you have to make? You make a bread for each table, just for one table. The Gemara wrote in the Gemara also. If they made only bread for one table or for all the 11 tables. He's making it on his own, again, his own information, Hashem didn't tell him anything. He is making everything by himself. Putting it inside the Mikdash that sounds like that it's permitted to do it, he's doing it. So sentence 51, but Islam kolam lacha asher atam el Shlomo. Islam kolam lacha means everything was done, Baruch Hashem. Yalvei Shlomo et Kodshi David Aviv et HaKeset Ha'ar Tekhim et HaMasot HaShem. He brings everything that David HaMelech left over for him. The Machloket, if he used it, he did not use it. He's bringing it inside. He did not use any what David HaMelech took away. He's bringing everything inside. That's also I have to know that he brings everything in the storage over there. chapter 8 with your permission, on the bottom of the page, Adya Kershlomo and Zikne Israel, then when everything is ready, he calls everybody in. First he calls the old people, they call Hashem Ato, the head, the presence of the tribe. His name is Israel, he called all of them, Yerushalayim, La'alot et Aron Brit Hashem, to go and get the Ark, the Echal, it has the Luchot inside, to bring it in front of the Mikdash. Ha'ikalu el Amel Shlomo Kolei Yisrael Be'yar Katanim Be'chag B'chodesh Hashvi'i, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a good time to open the Mikdash. Ve'yavoh kol Zikne Yisrael Be'etzu HaKonim Et Aron, he asked the Kohanim to carry the Echal with the Luchot inside, Ve'yalu Et Aron Hashem, they told him to call HaKodesh Yisrael Ba'ol, they decided to bring everything in, so the Gemara says, they brought the Mishkan was given at the time, they're bringing it inside Yerushalayim, they're going to bring it into Beit HaMikdash, Shlomo is digging next to Beit HaMikdash a place, he's going to bury all the dishes from the Mishkan inside, and he's going to take into Beit HaMikdash just the menorah, and the Mizbeach, and the altar, the golden altar, and the tables. All the rest of the things that the Mishkan used to have in the desert, he put everything in the hole in the ground, he covers the hole, everything. I said, you know how expensive it is?
So why did you do that?
I don't know, I said, that's why I came to Anglo to ask you. Now, as you know what the value it is? He put everything in the ground besides those three things. He takes them inside the Mikdash, and that's the explanation of that sentence. It's oil moed. It's oil moed means the Mishkan. That was again the Gemara said was at Givon at the time. He brought it from Givon and he's going to bury it in underneath Beit HaMikdash. I mean next to it, I mean next to his arm already. He's going to make a hole over there and he's going to put everything inside. The Kovei HaKodesh Shemal, he brings everything, some of them he buries, some of them he brings in. Most of the things he buries in the ground. Everything, the cover of the Mishkan or the wood, everything was in the desert. Whatever they built in the desert, he buries inside. Ve'yalu otam ha'kanim alim, then the rest, the kanim alim brought those three things, brought inside the Mikdash. Let's look at the Nodim ha'lau tel v'adam ezabchim, so the vakar, asher is a full man of, the sacrificing, the happy, the singing. Ve'yavu ha'kanim et aron, page 822 with your permission. Line 1 on the top, Yaviyah Kadim et Aron Brit Hashem El Mekomot, that brought the Ark into the Kodesh HaKodeshim, El Dvir HaBayit, El Kodesh HaKodeshim, El Tachat Tamshei HaKrovim, underneath those what we call fake angels that he decided to build. Two of them, he built two of them, covered them with gold, like we learned before, he's going to put their Chaladis. Again, in the Torah, there's no such thing to have inside the holiest of the holiest anything else. He built two things, and he's going to put their Chal, the Ark, underneath the wings of those fake angels. The Kareem posing the Chal Makom Aaron, those angels, they cover with the wings the Chal from the top.
Yasobu
Akrovim al Aaron al Gulmala, they become like Schachs, as the Gemara in Masechet Sukkah.
Are they over the Kruvim?
Over, right, over. See the Kruvim, see the music. This is the Chal inside the Torah, there's a little Kruvim over here. And he put on the two sides of the Kodesh HaKodeshim, he put like two fake big ones, angels with two big wings, and the two big wings are like this, standing all the way on the top, all the way on the top of the roof. And he's bringing inside, okay, fine. Hey, Arichu Abadim, so there was Gemara, said it was a miracle, so those pieces of wood that he used to carry the Echal, not again a They're gonna be just made to be fit over there because you don't have it anymore because it's gonna be in Tavet HaMikdash. Everything is set. And Baron of Shne Luchot Avnim Asher Yinih Asham Moshe Bechorev. Inside the class is inside the ark, you find the Luchot. Nothing else. Clock in the Gemara. Nothing else. Something else. Maybe the Torah. Maybe clock in the Gemara. The sentence 10 with your permission, Vayhi betet ha-kohanim min ha-kodesh, they brought inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim, the Torah, the Echal that contained the Luchot, so that as they are leaving that spot, they are not malet bet Hashem. All of a sudden it's the cloud. The cloud, okay? Ve'lo yachlu ha-kohanim la'amod eshrem tnei Anan, it says they couldn't stand over them. It says they wanted to do something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they cannot be there. It says there's a cloud over there. Kimalei Kvod Hashem is Beit Hashem, it says the respect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is overwhelmed over there. That's simple explanation, and they cannot stand over there. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it on purpose. I don't understand exactly, just on the surface, what it means, but this is something very similar, it says in the Torah, that Moshe could not stand in the Mishkan, he had to leave as well. Az Amar Shlomo Hashem Amar Lishkon Be'Ofel, then, when the Kohanim left Bet HaMikdash, they're going outside because they couldn't stay inside, Shlomo said a statement. Az Amar Shlomo Hashem Amar Lishkon Be'Ofel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to dwell with fog. This is the cloud. Cloud is the fog. Hashem wanted. Bano Baniti Be'Gvulach, I did build for you. That is, it's giving a statement, an introduction, an opening statement for Bet HaMikdash. I did build for you a special house called Beit Zvulach Machon Shetecha Olamim, a place that you can dwell forever. Everybody was standing, he's blessing everybody. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Asher Dibber B'Piv and Aviv and Aviv and Aviv and Aviv and Aviv and Aviv and Aviv, the whole blessing that he is blessing on Israel. Descriptions about his father, and he tells them Hashem told me that my father cannot build. Baruch Hashem, I was able to sit on my father's chair, on Am Yisrael's chair, but the way Hashem said, Baruch Hashem, I was able to build the house for Hashem's sake. Asim Sham 10:21, Asim Sham Makom LaAron Asher Sham Brit Hashem. It says I made a special spot for the hall, for the ark, together with the Luchot. Asher Katan 10:22. Yamot 10:22, by Yamot from Avdim Zach Hashem David Kol Kaseh Bechot Kamp Bar Bashamayim. He's raising his hand. He's praying to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. En Kamocha Elokim Bashamayim Mimal Taras. Shomer Abid Vachet, God Almighty, you keep the promise. Sentence 25, Atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Shmol Avdecha David Avit, Hashem Yivata Rolmo, says, please keep your promise. Keep your promise that you promised my father. Vekaret Lecha Ish Mifanai Yishev HaKisei Yisrael. Please, you promised my father that he will have the sentence that will continue the kingdom of Am Yisrael. Vatim Yishmo Banecha Yidakam. Says, only if we keep the mitzvot, of course we keep the mitzvot. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu now, sentence 26, of Yisrael, Yamen al Dvarcha, Asher Dibarta al Dvarcha, says, Baruch Hashem, please, God Almighty, keep the promise. Ki Ha'olam, the last line of page 822, Ki Ha'olam Yishev Elokim al Haaretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells on earth, it is true, you come down here, of course, the fog, that in the cloud, it's a sign that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, it really is happening. Even the sky is not enough for you, and you just came downstairs to dwell over here. After Abayka Zeh Asher Baniti, even you come to the house that I built myself, Baruch Hashem, you came down. Please accept my prayer. Please accept my prayer and listen to what I'm asking you. This is number one. Sentence 29. Please look and your eyes should be open, guarding, watching this building, in order for you to listen to the prayer. This is the purpose, again, the purpose of Beit HaMikdash sounds like it's a house of prayer. And he is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please listen to the prayers. You should listen to the prayers. You should listen, you should forgive. At a sheikh, if a person does a sin, he commits a sin, you should forgive him. If somebody commits a sin, he has to come and bring his wife over there. This is part of the prayer. This is the first thing it says. Somebody comes to the Tamidah, she has his wife, and his wife doesn't behave so well, it's called Sota. And says his wife, the husband said, hey, my wife goes over there and she's going to mix dancing with somebody else. That's a small nonsense. He says his wife dancing with another man. He says, I don't want you to dance with that man. You're going to make a thing with that man. And he says, I'm not going to do it. He says, no, you do it. Come to Beit HaMikdash. Come to Beit HaMikdash. You're going to give it a drink from the special water. If she did, if she committed a sin, then she'll die. If she didn't commit, she'll live longer. That's the first thing he's praying for, sir. That's the first thing that he's saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his opening Beit HaMikdash. It says, God Almighty, please listen to the prayers. I say, what prayers? If a person is going to bring his wife over here, listen to the prayers. The second thing. The second subject is says Vinagefa Machalif Neoyev Asher Teulach. It says it's going to be a war. It's going to be a war, and I'm Israel going to lose the war. I said, that's the first thing that you pray. That you pray for parnasa, for long life, for good children. There's a list of good things that you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, you're asking for tragedies. Tragedy number one is somebody doesn't get along with his wife. Tragedy number two is a war. A war against Israel. A war against Israel. He says, they're losing the war. They're losing the war. You know, they're losing. I mean, in case they're losing. In case they're losing. He says, pray. In case they're losing the war, please, they should come back to you. Yishavu elecha, vodu et shimcha, kolu et chanun v'alecha right today. They're going to come back to you, they're going to pray to you, listen to them, forgive them please, bring them back. I said, that's the opening prayer. I mean, you're already expecting wars, you're expecting these tragedies, Shalom Bayit, a man doesn't Shalom Bayit, his wife. I said, the same thing, the third thing he's praying is there'll be no rain. I said, again, that's what he prays. I mean, the rain is a very important thing. But that's the opening of the Midrash. Oh, in the middle, it's the third subject. Subject, no water, no rain. That's the time of the Yisula. His bride is no rain, they do things. Predicting already, there's going to be no water. If Alul Lama Komazi, they're going to come to the beginning, they're going to pray, they're going to ask, Kadosh Baruch Hu, forgiveness. That's the Shema Shammai, Mitzal Hakatam, Abdech, Abdech, Abadecha. If they're going to come, they're going to ask for forgiveness for the sins, please. You're going to listen to this, and that's not my of the heart. Please, you're going to bring rain. That's what's so important, opening with the finger of rain. Of course, water is very important. But already he's predicting no water. Then he goes, again, Rav Kiyevare, Yever Kiyev, Shidafon, you have all kinds of punishments. And then he said, you know, it's a positive. Not that it's a negative thing. This is the house of God, this house of God, we're going to worship God, we're going to make peace out of the world, and Mashiach will come, and all the Jews will have peace, and we're not going to have all these wars in Israel, and all these fights in Israel between the army and the settlers, and everything will be okay. And then you say, Chas Shalom, Chas Shalom, you're something, this is nothing good. Everything is bad things. Everything from A to Z, bad things. Now it's going to be a famine, it's going to be a famine. Why is it going to be a famine? It shouldn't be a famine. The Rav Kiyevare, sentence 36. 37, I'm sorry. Rabki Yevare, then it's going to be desert, plague, people die. Shidafon, Yirakon, and it says the wheat will not grow, this is grow bad. Ave, chasil, grasshopper. What is this, Mitzrayim? It's called Tfilah, sentence 38. Every prayer, everything they're going to ask. After Pavel Avaita said, the person is going to come, is in individual problems, personal problems. And says, you listen and you give the person whatever you think is good for him. You emphasize it. And so the Jew comes, he says he wants to win the mega. He wants to win a mega. Hashem that won't listen to him unless it's good for the man. He emphasized Shlomo. When the Jew comes, So he emphasized it. If a Jew comes, don't give him what he wants. Only give him what he wants. If he wants it and he deserves it, it's good for him. If it's not good for him, don't listen to him. The Gamal Adokhi, sentence 41, a Goy that comes, a non-Jew that comes over there, and he comes to Beit HaMikdash, a goy that comes to Beit HaMikdash, he asks, I want to win a mega, he's going to win a mega. A Jew is going to say, I want to win a mega, only if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will figure it's good for you to be a millionaire. But a goy doesn't matter, it's good or it's not good. He says, why? Because he says, Shlomo says, because he comes over here, so he would say, listen, I came over there and I prayed, nothing happened, so Hashem is like any other entity, Chas v'Shalom. Therefore, Shlomo is praying to say, if a goy comes, fulfill his request, let him get what he wants. In order, Chas v'Shalom, not a person, a goy should say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no power to give. He says, I'm Chala Milchama Levon, I go, I'm just going to have a war, they're going to attack somebody. They're going to pray before they go to the war towards the Tamigdash. here to Hulot, page 826, and somebody is going to make peace, and they're going to lose the war, and the enemy will capture them. It's going to be a lot of POWs. So please watch them and keep them and make sure that they cry and they do tshuva, they're going to take them back. Maybe it means that he predicts. So why does it have to say? I don't understand. The first prayer the Shlomo prayed is the Tanakh, right? His prayer. And that's what we have to pray every day also. Yom HaMikdash, but he doesn't think what he prayed. But then he prayed, So if you skip to the end of the page, 826, it says three lines from the bottom page, it's the sentence 65. What it means is like this: from the eighth day of Chodesh Tishrei, 2 days before Yom Kippur, you open Metamidosh. 2 days before Yom Kippur, you open Bet HaMikdash. 2 days. Chet Tishrei. Open Bet HaMikdash 2 days before Yom Kippur. And he said, we have a festival now. Now we're going to have a festival for 7 days. From Chet Tishrei until Tetzvav Tishrei at Sukkot. It's 7 days before Sukkot. He's having now a jubilee. He's having a party. A party for Olam Yisrael. Started a party 2 days before Yom Kippur, continuous party without fasting on Yom Kippur. Everybody is eating on Yom Kippur. Shlomo decided everybody is eating on Yom Kippur. It says in the Torah of the test, eating, drinking, dancing on the street, no Yom Kippur, they continue then the 7 days of Sukkot. It's page 828. ביום השמיני, זה שמיני עשר, זה סלף דר סוכות. But after 14 days of festival, שילח את העם ובחור את המלך הוא לאל שפשוט ולא כל הגמל שעשה את זה לא אומר, אני אמרת את זה, זה גמרה שיהיה, they had some doubts. Not on the day that they ate, on Yom Kippur, but now, and then, towards the end of the festival, that everybody was a little bit already freaking out, it says, oh my God, we ate on Yom Kippur, Hashem said, okay, don't worry about it, nothing to worry. It says in the Torah, Sefer Yom Kippur, Hashem said, don't worry. Lech lechol b'simcha lachmecha, it says, go back home happy, everything will be okay, there's no sin for you. Hashem lets you. It says in the Torah, he gets karet, if somebody eats in Yom Kippur, deliberately, he gets karet. Karet. It says, all of Israel, that year was no Yom Kippur. No Yom Kippur. And I says, what power it is? What did he do, Shlomo? And all things that maybe they committed the sin, they are, I don't know, in the middle of the party they didn't think about it, but after the party was over, they thought, oh my God, we made a tremendous sin with Hashem, they heard back from Hashem, the Gemara says, back from Hashemayim, they heard from Hashemayim, a voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have nothing to worry, you're clean, go home, be happy, everything is forgotten, forgiven, you're innocent, completely innocent. It's against the Torah.
What is Torah?
I'm sorry, Hamat is all the way next to the Banyas.
The place.
Hamat is the northern part in Israel. It's right next to the Banyas. And today also you can go, there's a place called Hamat over there.
This is another word also for Hamato.
Right, there's like something else, it's anger. But Hamat, Hamat. It's a place over there, there's the hot springs over there. So Bet HaMikdash Baruch Hashem is finished and everything is ready, everything is perfect. Okay. Chapter 9 with your permission. He finished Baruch Hashem, everything is ready. And appeared to him immediately and he tells him, you better listen. If Chassid Shalom not going to listen, this is going to happen. And if Chassid Shalom don't listen, I'm going to destroy Israel, Chassid Shalom is going to destroy Bet HaMikdash, I'm going to send him to exile. Be careful, people ask what happened to this land. Remember, keep everything.
Okay.
I mean, it sounds normal, it sounds logic. I said, why the Tanakh has to write it? And why does Hashem is keeping warning Shlomo about certain things? So if you skip the sentence 10, this is about the middle of the page, by him he says, Sim Shana, Shana Toshana Bahim, it took him 20 years to build both. If you remember, 7 years Beit HaMikdash and 13 years the palace for himself and the daughter of Paro. And since then he's making peace with Hiram. If you skip to sentence 16, says nine, five plants from the bottom, he says, Paro Melech Mitzrayim, Paro the king of Egypt. Allah, he came up and called it Gazel, he's helping Shlomo to give some presents to his wife, that she's the daughter, so he's coming with his army, and he's capturing the city, it's called Gezer. He burned the city, he killed all the people, and then he gave it by Itnash Shiluchim Lebito Eshesh Shlomo, he gave his daughter this present, like back to his son-in-law, so to his daughter. Shlomo is building everything.
Where did this place Gezer?
I don't remember. If you want me to remember, I don't know.
In Israel,
part of Israel, it was divided by Yeshua Ben Nun. But I don't remember in which tribe it is. They had a king over there. Here is a carrot. They had a king. This is one of the 31 kings. In Israel they had 31 kings. One of the 31 kings is Gezer. And Gezer had the Gemara says Gezer Noteah. I don't remember which. I don't remember. This should be in...
Somewhere.
I don't know where it is.
Melech Gezer,
yeah. He asked me where is Gezer. I said Melech Gezer. There's one of 31 kings in Melech Gezer. I said, where is Gezer? Which tribe owns Gezer?
Maybe South, because... The question I was surprised that this was not in this territory, in Solomon's territory, because he got...
Right, because they had the Goyim still live there, because David HaMelech and Shaul all left Goyim live in Israel. And Gezer was like they had settlers, as we have today in Al-Gaza, they had settlers in Israel. So it's not settlers that came, settlers that were left. Yeshua did not finish the job, and Am Yisrael let them leave. And stay, and here comes Paro, and he destroyed Gezer and burned the city, and now he's giving Gezer to his to Shlomo, to his daughter, as a clean real estate.
But why did they do that? Well, did they give him any problems or something to Shlomo?
No.
So why?
I don't know why he came. Doesn't say why he came. They decided to give his daughter a present.
Oh, okay.
He must have done something to Pharaoh to come.
No, it doesn't say. I mean, maybe it says in the first time, I didn't see. I don't remember. Anyway. Anyway, just one thing. This is page 828. This is sentence 14. This is really the punchline. Vayishlach Hiram laMelech me'al ha'Esrim kikar zahav. It says Hiram, the king of Tos, hand him a lot of gold. This is v'ramat asher amat Shlomo livnot bet Hashem. This is the amount of taxes that Shlomo had to put on the people. in order, if not a Bet Hashem, to be a Bet Hamidrash, Bet Betho, his own palace, Bet Hamilo. Hamilo is that he built, that he closed some streets, and he made like a special entrance to the daughter of Papa. So he built, not only he built the palace for her, he took some streets, closed some streets, and said, and then built nice entrances to that palace that he gave the daughter of Paro. At that moment, arrived a person from Shevet Ephraim. He came over and said, shame on you. He says, Yerushalayim is a place where Amisrael should come to visit Bet HaMikdash, and you closing streets, and you're making a special entrances for this girl. And Shlomo says, catch him. And he ran away, and he's going to be the king for 10 tribes later on, because it screamed at Shlomo on that moment when Shlomo closed those streets. Yeah, of course, Marcus. But if the king does something bad, so Shlomo thinks he does something right, and Yehovam thinks he does something bad. And Yehovam, what he did, and he impressed, he told him that, not only that, Yehovam was wearing tefillin. Those days everybody was wearing tefillin all day long. The Gemara said, you don't take off his tefillin in front of the rabbi. Because it's like the rabbi is nothing. If you want to take off the tefillin, do it on the side, the rabbi shouldn't look. So he came close to Shlomo and started to take his tefillin off. Shlomo said, what is that about? He said, that's about you close that street. The Shlomo said, catch him. Then he ran away, and eventually he's going to come back and he's going to be the king of Israel. So one man away, from Shevet Ephraim, went on a deal. Ari says like this. It's based on Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. B'yom chatamato, b'yom simchat libo. Says the Midrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the happiest when Shlomo built Beit HaMikdash. Says the Midrash, says the Gemara, what it means is that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished creation, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not appreciated by Adam HaRishon. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, he came down, and Adam HaRishon was very happy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came downstairs and speaks to him in Gan Eden, everything is nice, and Baruch Hashem, Adam HaRishon is happy, he's sitting over there, everything is okay. But, he didn't invite HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he didn't think that he wants to do something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not nice, it's not bad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and talks to me, fine, he's there, he's going to come visit me, fine. But he didn't have the idea of respecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The real respect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Midrash, is when Shlomo is building Beit HaMikdash. That this is Vatechal Kol HaMelacha, says the Midrash, everything was finished. It doesn't refer to building Beit HaMikdash. It means the world is finished now. That Shlomo understood how important it is to build Beit HaMikdash is something that Adam HaRishon did not understand, and this is like a personal invitation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come and dwell and to understand how it is important and it is so dear to us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is next to us. Therefore, the Zari Yedeh to the Medrash says that this is a description that we have about the size of Beit HaMikdash, the description how he built Beit HaMikdash, the description of all the things that it is in Beit HaMikdash. It's too long for me to read you what the Medrash says, but the Medrash applies all the construction, something similar to creation. For example, Medrash says the two big pillars, one is called Yachin, one is called Boaz, it's secret what it means. It says one is against the sun, one is against the moon. It says the reason for so many things, the reason for so many menorot, so many tables, it all has to do with creation. The size, everything, if you figure out, you find that all these little things are like the creation of this world. It means, the Midrash says, that really Shlomo is going to finish creation right now. He says, now creation is going to be finished. even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished his job, but again, we had to do something to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number one, in Gan Eden, he should say, oh, Baruch Hashem, I have a son, Baruch Hashem, I have a moon, Baruch Hashem, I have stars, Baruch Hashem, I have fruits. Says the Gemara, the Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Tamigdash, he planted some trees next to the Tamigdash, and the trees started to bloom and bring out whatever he planted. He put a piece of gold in the ground, a tree grew, and the apples were gold. He planted a piece of silver, a tree grew, piece of silver, apples from silver. Says anything he planted next to the Tamigdash, he grew. And says, what was the purpose? The purpose was, Adam HaRishon, he did not say anything. Adam HaRishon, on the Ruch Hashem, he put him in Gan Eden, he says, Rakasha, you want to eat something? Adam HaRishon says, why not? He says, did you say bracha? The Medron says, he didn't say bracha. Did you say, Tenit HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Did you say, Adam HaRishon, it's nice? Nothing. He comes over there like he owns everything. He doesn't even appreciate it. Like, he speaks to him, he says to him, he talks to him, he tells him, he says, be careful, do nothing. Don't appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In one hand, of course, Ari says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished creation on Friday, but on the other hand, for us, creation was not finished until we appreciate everything. And the first person that came down here on the universe and appreciated the creation, they thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu creation was Shlomo. Until Shlomo, no one even came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, you know what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu David wanted to do it. But besides the minute, no one had in mind that he wants to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he is going to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. He loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. And the Zahir, this is really what Shlomo is going to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says the first thing he prays if a person has a problem with his wife. And if you remember, that's what Chava had with the snake. I said the first thing that really did happen over here is the snake touched Chava. And then Adam HaRishon separated from Chava. He didn't know, it's a question. And I said the first thing that Shlomo speaks about is about this matter that somebody brings his wife over here. He says that's going to be the first thing over here because the creation starts right now. So wait, expect very soon something is going to happen. A person is going to grab his wife, he's come to Beit HaMikdash. He says because we're going to have this, what we call the recycling of Adam HaRishon. And he said, the second thing he said, it's going to be like somebody's going to come, it's going to come to attack you. That's. And he says again, the Midrash says, we read the Torah and we read the Navi. We think it's a good description. It says the Kohanim came into the Beit HaMikdash and they brought inside everything. And now, finally, they're leaving the Beit HaMikdash, not only smoke, foggy. I says, the Kohanim, they want to stay inside, all of a sudden fog. I says, the Navi says they cannot stay over there. Sounds like this, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. The Midrash, no Baruch Hashem, it's a tragedy. Hashem will not make a fog inside the Mishkan in the Torah. Hashem will not make a fog in the Hamikdash for you not to be able to serve Him. This is the Zari, this is the bad entities that fly around, that disturb you to do what Hashem wants from you. Those are called mantapach, those are the ones that fly around, the shedim, and all the bad angels that fly around, those are the ones that send the snake, and the whole tragedy of Adam HaRishon did happen in Gan Eden from those entities. That says that exactly what's going, the Midrash says, from here, from that sentence, and Navi says the Quranim had to leave Beit HaMikdash, they weren't able to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of the smoke, it means bad news, bad news. The bad news, it means don't think that the Midrash is now 100%, it's already, there is some smoke in the Midrash. There's a problem with the Midrash. And this is what Shlomo is praying, and Shlomo is blessing, and Shlomo is expecting, and he tells the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the person is going to ask you something, give it to him, this is because this is really what he himself has the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Kadosh Baruch Hu should give him. The Kadosh Baruch Hu asked him, what do you need? He said, okay, give me wisdom. I said that's called something similar to what Adam HaRishon ate from the tree, it's called Et Hadat. He lost so-called the knowledge, and he's asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him the knowledge, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him that knowledge, and that's what the description is, that with your knowledge you're going to build something to complete the creation. Just that it is really what the Tanakh is all about. So he says that's what really the Tanakh is all about. The Tanakh is not a description. The Tanakh is to tell you what you should expect. The Tamidash that we don't have today, says Ari, it means that the creation is not finished. means like this, when the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, it's not the place, the thing is that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has no house. It means its creation is not completed. It means the appreciation that mankind should give a Kadosh Baruch Hu is only a Beit HaMikdash. And that, it is really what Ariel said, that the whole concept of Beit HaMikdash, the Shlomo is building, is that it is something for Hashem, it's not for me. It's not for us millions of people have to come there. It's for Hashem I'm building it. Of course, if I have the merit, I'll come there. I said, if Hashem wants me there, I'm going to be there. I said, all the miracles that did happen with HaMikdash is because the moment he built it, he built it in a way that the building belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything is just to complete what we call creation. So in creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew how to make the size of the world, he knew what to make and how to create and what to do. Shlomo, with his wisdom, he is doing the same thing. Says Dari, to the Midrash, he is going to make certain things. So if you remember, says Dari, the Mishkan was given to us. We built it after we did the golden calf. And therefore, says Dari, when Shlomo brings all the things from the Mishkan, he buries them. He says, we don't want it in Tavet HaMidrash, because now we go back to the first creation. It says, the first creation, I don't need a Mishkan. The Mishkan, the Gemara says, was the Kapara, was forgiveness for the Egel. It says, I don't need forgiveness, I'm going back to the first creation. And this is really what the Navi tells us. The Beit HaMikdash was opened on Tishrei, because this is this world was created on Tishrei, and Shlomo, on the 8th day of Tishrei, it was, it's a question, why the 8th? It says, the 8th day of Tishrei, opened the Beit HaMikdash. Why are you telling me this? It's because this is the time of creation. The time of creation, it says, "V'yom chatnato v'yom simchat libo," says the Gemara, this is the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the happiest ever in Beit HaMikdash. It says, Beit HaMikdash, it means that the end of creation, says Ari, we're going back to the first day of creation. It says, this is Adam HaRishon with no sins, nobody has sins, it says, you don't have to do anything, no Yom Kippur, no nothing, it says, just be happy, happy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Daril said, it's called the 8th day, the Shmini Atzeret, Shlomo said, but you can go home, because that's the peak. That's the peak, it's the best. I mean, nothing can be wrong. It's only punchline. One thing can be wrong, says Daril Amilo, you close up the highways, you close up the street for your wife. That is that thing, the whole thing, says Daril, and that's next chapter, and Daril will tell you that Shlomo has 700 wives and 300 Tilakshim, it says, with all the respect, everything that you did, the whole thing is going to fall apart just because you closed the street, because if everything is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why did you close the street? In order to make a nice entrance for your wife. And that's what Yerovam rebelled against him, and that's the whole downfall again. Sounds like something that Adam HaRishon, of course Adam HaRishon did not do it this way, it is in a different way. Again, he did not obey HaKadosh Baruch Hu's commit also something with his wife. It says Shlomo is doing the same thing. That this is really the whole purpose of the description here. That the Torah Hashem, you wait for Mashiach, you don't wait for Mashiach, that you're going to build Beit HaMikdash. That's the machloket, that says between the Rambam and Rashi, if Beit HaMikdash is going to come down from Shamayim, or we're going to have to be Beit HaMikdash. That says the question is, what level you're going to be. If you are in the high level, that you know everything is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will let you build it. If you're not up to that level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring it from Shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring from Shamayim Beit HaMikdash for me? No, it's not for me. It's for you to appreciate him. That Adam HaRishon did not appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did not try to build him a house, did not say thank you to him. It says the Rambam, depends, if you're going to be a very high level, you can build it, I mean, you can fulfill something Shlomo HaMelech wanted to fulfill. If you're not Chas V'Shalom, says Rashi, the Zari, Beit HaMikdash is going to have to come down because this is the conclusion of this creation.
The Zari says
it's the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is enough. It's not that I built for him. It says he built it. It says this is the end of his creation. It says he did not do it, I do it, but he did not finish. So whatever he did, he knows what he's doing. Which means if it's for him, he'll do it everything.
Okay,
sir.